Welcome to Managing Safety, brought to you by the Florida Aviation Network, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. This talk show addresses strategies for thinking in today's complex aviation world. Now, here's Joel Hargis, an instrument-rated private pilot who flies regularly around Florida and the Southeast for business in his Mooney. Joel is EAA Chapter 534 President and Young Eagle Coordinator promoting aviation.
Hello, I'm Joel Hargis with the Florida Aviation Network. We're here in Sun and Fun 2022, here in Lakeland, Florida. I tell you what, if you're not here, shame on you. One of the best sun and fun weather days I've ever seen. It is just perfect out there. Cool and sunny and just awesome. It's 48th annual show, and it's a great show. We're back in full. But I want to share with you our next guest, and that is Karen Kalashek. And Karen, I know you're with NAFI, the National Association of Flight Instructors.
That's true, Joel, and thank you for having me on board. I'm the new chair starting this year, even though I've been on the board for 4 years now.
Okay, so you're chair of the board.
Yes.
And so how large in membership is NAFI?
Well, we've been experiencing double-digit growth for a number of years already. Right? And obviously, we always want to grow more. In fact, we've recently completed strategic planning, and we anticipate our membership by 2025 will be 12,500 people.
Wow.
That
what is
it nice.
Today?
Well, today it's just a bit under 7,000 currently.
That's
so
still a lot.
We have pretty assertive growth goals, but at the same time, the whole flight instruction industry is growing, and we need more, don't we?
Because we do.
Yeah, because there's clearly if we think back to simply before COVID hit, there was a bottleneck because a lot of flight instructors, there's this great suck that comes out of the flight instruction, instructor group up to the regional airlines and therefore to the legacy, and companies and flight training, flight schools are having a hard time finding flight instructors, and that is already starting again. So one of our missions is to grow the flight instructor community because that we don't want serving as a bottleneck to prevent growth in the overall pilot population because we know there's a need. That you yourself had mentioned to me.
Here I go.
See him smiling. Joel here had mentioned to me that he was considering, hopefully at some point, becoming a flight instructor himself. And you are a perfect example of just the kind of person that would be wonderful to have on board. I suspect you're not planning on going to the airline.
No, geez, right. No. I'm too old.
Yeah, but you are a very experienced pilot. You have, what did you tell me, 1,700 hours?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah,
expertise in the Moonies. So wouldn't he be a great flight instructor, giving back to the community for several more years yet?
I've had many people try to convince me to do that. I just... I just don't want to go back to the books, but I don't know. Who knows what that will happen? Mm-hmm. With 7,000 members, you obviously provide service to that group. What? Tell me, if you were a flight instructor, why would you want to belong to NAFI?
Well, let me start with NAFI's vision. So NAFI's overall vision is safer pilots through excellence in flight instruction. Now, who wouldn't buy into that concept, right? It's really serving, as flight instructors do, we're not in for ourselves, we're in it for the community, right?
Okay.
Yeah, but how do you get to safer flight instructors? Well, excellence in flight instruction, right? Because flight instructors are given in the entire life of a pilot, from their very first primary training to their last flight review, aren't they?
So, yeah, that's true. Yeah. Absolutely true.
So how does NAFI, back to your question, Joel, how does NAFI help? Okay, so we have a mission. Our mission, too, is promote that excellence in flight instruction with advocacy, mentorship, and education. We offer a lot of benefits besides, as you'd expect, great discounts like 33% off a four-flight discount or a four-flight subscription, one of many. So we have a lot of different sponsors and supporters, and they recognize that it's really the flight instructors that are helping lead to improved safety throughout our entire aviation community.
So that makes sense. And, mm-hmm. and I think if you just drop back to the fundamentals, you're rubbing elbows with the best of the best of the flight instructors, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, who better to learn from than, you know, somebody that's doing the same thing than you are? I mean, who better to learn from? So do you guys have meetings? Like, is there, like, groups of NAFI in different cities? How's it work?
Okay, so we don't have a chapter organization. That would be very difficult because flight instructors are so busy, aren't they? Yeah, so it's hard to take that time off. But I'm pretty excited, and I can tell you that we're going to have an annual Zoom member meeting. So we're going to have thousands of flight instructors, so we can talk more about our, you know, our vision, our mission. We have a lot of new initiatives. For example, one that we intentionally expect, we're going to draw people like you into the flight instructing community.
I feel like I'm being recruited. I don't know.
You are. In fact, anyone can join NAFI. You don't have to be a current flight instructor. So think about that. You can get our member exclusive magazine and get behind that curtain.
So, you know, that's one of the next questions I was going to ask you. You probably have a publication.
Yes, we do.
Monthly?
Bi-monthly.
Every other month. And if I was to pick one of those up, mm-hmm. what kind of information would I find in there?
Okay, well, I can just tell you about our most recent publication. So, for example, there's a wonderful article by one of our members about properly grounding an aircraft. Now, perhaps we're all taught, you know, it depends on primacy, which is unfortunately or fortunately, the way you were taught initially is really hard habits to break. That's why it's important to do it
when
right.
When you say grounding an aircraft, you're talking about
fueling. Right.
Okay, that's
so
what I thought you were talking
if you
about.
Think about it, weren't many of us taught, you just clip that, you know, you put a clip on the tailpipe, right?
That's
on the exhaust
typically
pipe.
How I've always seen it done.
Yeah.
Sometimes down on the nose wheel, on the gear or something.
Yeah,
I've seen it done different ways.
Yeah, so one of our members who has an electrical engineering background, he actually took a multimeter and he went around, tested various places, and found some interesting discoveries. And he has a very good reason, and more than one good reason, why you don't want to clip it on the exhaust pipe. So
tell us.
Stop by the booth, C44, pick up a copy of the magazine and read the article.
Can you believe that? She's really giving us the tease here. Stop by the booth. Not going to share the information with the world?
Okay, well, I'll give you a couple of reasons why not. One is you're going to be scratching that exhaust pipe.
Oh, that's
right?
Yeah.
But what that also does is it causes little tiny potential stress risers.
In the exhaust.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, I get that.
It can. And also, a reason why your exhaust pipe might not be a good place to clip is that you've got a buildup of grease, residue, carbon deposits.
You're not getting a good ground.
Bingo. Now you need to come and read that article about figuring out where to put it, right?
And where's that booth?
What?
You got
me intrigued. C44. So come and join us. We actually had a Sun and Fun discount for joining us.
And what is that discount? Come on.
It's our 55th anniversary this year. So we're offering a $5 discount. And you also get free publication from Glime. So they're one of our generous sponsors.
Nice.
And you get a free subscription to Flying Magazine, which, as we know, costs more at this point than the subscription to NAFI. A lot of wonderful discounts. But something I'd like to point out, not only for members, but we have a wonderful outreach for the entire aviation community, which is a monthly live broadcast that is Wings qualified. And we have done this 54 times so far.
A monthly live broadcast. Is that on like a call on the internet? Explain how you do that.
Well, it's much more than that. It's professionally produced. So we're doing is a, you know, we take the cost, and because it's so important, it's all safety messages. It's become so popular that, and we keep setting records every month. We can have 20 to 25,000 pilots viewing it, not only live, but within a week or two following. And we've had over 135,000 unique views of these webinars. So you probably wonder what kind of topics we cover, aren't you, Joel?
Taking the words out of my mouth, making my job easy. Please share.
Yeah, so a couple of recent topics. We had recently a flight instructor, and this is all caught on GoPro because it was filmed live while it happened. Now, it wasn't purpose, but what happened was power loss at 300 feet AGL on takeoff, over a congested area. Okay? Loss of engine oil. So what happened? Well, come in, watch the live mentor live, and see what occurred. And
so that's open to anybody.
Yes, it is. We invite everyone to register, and it's completely free. And again, it's a wonderful benefit. Another recent one, we had a National Maintenance Technician of the Year, who's also a CFI, and he presented what a mechanic wishes a flight instructor would teach about maintenance. That's good content for anyone.
I've always found a separation there, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, not to paint with a broad brush, mm-hmm. but there are a lot of CFIs that are actually APs, you know?
True.
And I say there are a lot. As a percentage, not so much. Mm-hmm. It's been my experience, right? Mm-hmm. But no, I think maintenance in your flight instruction should be part of it, right? Mm-hmm. And you're not going to get that kind of instruction if the CFI has no instruction or knowledge, right? Mm-hmm. So I think that's great content.
Oh, there's just so many. It's such a wide variety. You know, we'll have people come in and talk about aviation insurance. Just last month, the FAA chose NAFI to be the kickoff of their new public awareness campaign for changes in the airport diagrams and an entirely new section in the chart supplement on arrival alerts.
Really?
Yeah, so they actually kicked off this this public awareness campaign with our Mentor Live broadcast. So we're quite happy with that. And they wrote an article in our Mentor magazine. Another reason to stop by and read it.
You ought to be in sales, Karen. You really ought to. So how do we sign up for the broadcast?
Okay, you go to nafinet.org, which is our website.
Nafinet.org. So NAFINET.org.
Right, exactly. On the homepage.
Nafinet.org. Got that?
Got it. Nafinet.org. So on the homepage, you'll see a drop-down link under education with a variety of various educational content. And you'll see Mentor Live is one of the drop-downs, and I'll give you a link to register. And then once you register, every month we'll send you an alert for that upcoming nafinet.org broadcast.
Email, yeah. Mm-hmm. Cool. And so I'm sure your website is a huge amount of content for your members.
Yes.
And I'm sure that you have to be a member to access a bunch of that, right?
Well, we have a lot of content for anyone. So,
okay.
For example, over the last 2 years, we've really gotten a lot more into social media. So you'll find there's podcasts. We have those are called More Right Rudder. Isn't that perfect for flight instructors?
More Right Rudder.
More Right Rudder. We have blogs. We have interviews. We have just 10 question challenges. So we have a lot of social media, and those are all accessible through links on our homepage for anyone.
All right. So let me ask you. So flight instructor is a big category. So is there stuff on there for land and sea instructors?
Actually, I'm so glad you asked, Joel, because something that we just started last year and has been phenomenally successful within the community of flight instructors, we have created subgroups. So our members can, once they register and join, what we have is what we call special interest groups, SIGs. So there are communities for example, rotorcraft instructors, glider instructors, seaplane instructors, instrument instructors, instructors teaching instructors. A really good one is for new instructors. Very valuable.
Yeah.
And we have another one starting. I just talked to a gentleman. It'll be for the uncrewed systems, UAS. He told me they're now calling uncrewed, not unmanned.
We're talking about drones.
Yes. Yep.
Drones are huge, huge things coming up.
Yep. And we have one for tech also, which is really well attended.
Tech.
Yeah.
Expand on that. What kind of
tech? It's just kind of high technology. You know, people that are really interested in what's coming up next and
like avionics or
yes, exactly. You know, it's really up to the group to decide and the person hosting it. So it's always someone with a lot of expertise in the field, and sometimes they're co-hosted and they establish their own monthly meeting schedule. So again, these are they're really becoming popular, and there's several more ideas. I'm a designated pilot examiner. So we're looking to start a DPE SIG also, as well as have forums where DPEs and CFIs come together to start knocking down some of the wall in between and have conversations and better understanding of the examination process, how to best prepare candidates. So we get a really good success rate.
So I know there's an accreditation master instructor. Is that through NAFI or is that... And what? How is that? Any is that affiliated to you?
Yes, because it's called the NAFI Master Instructor Program.
I don't know.
Yeah, so
I'm learning. I hope I'm like a bunch of the audience out there. I don't know.
Yeah. So what it is that it's FA. It's an FA accreditation. So someone who meets the standards necessary. I'm a three-time Master Instructor.
Congrats.
So yeah, so far.
So far.
So once you meet the accreditation process requirements, which are fairly strict, of course.
Oh, I bet.
And they're peer-reviewed. So they have given NAFI the ability to select the Master Instructor Peer Review Panel, which is quite rigorous. Everything has to be carefully documented. And once you meet those standards, the FAA allows that to be acceptable for the required biennial renewal of a flight instructor certificate because, as you may well know, they expire.
Oh, yeah, I am. I'm well known. And go through that. An instructor needs a biannual, and then there's also some written extended education or continued education.
Yeah. Well, I shouldn't say it's not technically a biennial. Technically, it expires.
Okay.
So if you don't fulfill the renewal requirements, you're back to reexamination if you want to again be an instructor. So it does have an expiration date. In fact, that is currently a proposal that is under discussion, is to potentially remove the expiration date and replace it with some currency requirements. But that's still very early in the stages of
conversation. So how do you keep it from expiring?
There's several ways you can do it. You can do it through what they call duties and activities. So if a flight instructor has provided practical exam endorsements for a minimum of 5 people in that 2-year period, and at least 80% or 4 have been successful on the first try.
Okay.
That's been for it. They can also use the FA Wings program, which is one of the
Really?
Yeah, they can.
That's probably an easier way to do it. And
yeah, it's lesser used because a lot of flight instructors aren't aware of that, which I wish they were personally.
I would think a lot of them meet the minimum requirements and get through it that way. And I mean, I know a lot of, I've got a lot of friends that fly commercially and all that, and they have a CFI, but they really don't use it. And then they have to make sure they don't lose it, right? And they do whatever they got to do.
Yeah. So normally what they do, many of the flight instructors, in fact, a minority of flight instructors are what we'd consider inactive, meaning they still keep their certificate current, but they don't flight instruct regularly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So
there's an inactive status.
There's not technically an active status, but they maintain it, as probably many of your friends do, by attending FERCs, flight instructor refresher courses.
There you go.
Right.
That's what they do. I know
yes.
They have to go to a course, and that's good. So I was fortunate enough, my primary private pilot instructor was a young man. He was probably 25 or 26. But the cool thing about him, he wasn't really working his way to the airlines. He liked instructing, you know, and he was a master instructor. And I thought that was good. And he was great. He is great. Great, great teacher, great pilot. And then, so how about the, like, there's Instructor of the Year? You guys have something to do with that?
That's right, actually. Thank you for asking. NAFI does the administration of the Flight Instructor of the Year Award. So that's a nice ceremony. This year we held it at NBAA, or last year we had it at NBAA. Typically it is at Air Venture, but obviously when unfortunately that couldn't be held because of COVID, we had to use alternatives. But that's a rigorous selection process also, as you'd expect. And the people that earn that are the well-known names in the business. For example, John and Martha King last year received it.
So I, one of our hosts here, one of my counterparts, Ron Timmerman, like year before last, I got Instructor of the Year. So. Yeah. Well,
actually,
I tell you what.
Ron was the General Aviation Award Instructor of
the
Year.
Right, right. Yes. Yep, and he's obviously a good friend and works right here on the network.
Yes.
And we, believe it or not, we have just blown through a show.
Goodness.
Isn't that amazing? It was wonderful talking to you, and you got me nudged a little more in that direction. But really, Karen, thanks for coming with us.
Okay.
And to everybody out there, I am Joel Hargis with Florida Aviation Network. Here at Sun and Fun, drop by the NAFI booth if you're thinking about going to that next level or... just for information, for further safety education on your part, I would really encourage you to drop by there. I may try to drop by there myself. But we're clear, and again, come to Sun and Fun. We got more shows coming.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Managing Safety, brought to you by the Florida Aviation Network, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. Please visit our studio website to hear past programs.